Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Sunday, the 21st of November 2021 is Cyclone Birgitta. Intense tropical cyclone Birgitta was a strong tropical cyclone that caused flooding in Mauritius and Réunion in January 2018. The third tropical system and first intense tropical cyclone of the 2017-18 Southwest Indian Ocean cyclone season. Birgitta originated from an area of scattered thunderstorms southwest of the Chagos Archipelago on 10 January. It slowly organized as it moved southwards, and became a tropical storm as it turned west on 13 January. Birgitta then rapidly intensified to achieve its peak intensity on 15 January while stalling north of Rodrigues. At the time, the cyclone possessed 10-minute sustained winds of 165 km per hour, 105 miles per hour. 1-minute sustained winds of 195 km per hour, 120 miles per hour, and a minimum central pressure of 960 hectopascals, 28.35 inches of mercury. Birgitta weakened as it moved slowly west-southwestwards on 16 January, and the cyclone degraded to a tropical storm by 17 January. It accelerated southwestwards over Mauritius and Réunion on 18 January, before degenerating to a post-tropical cyclone the next day. The remnants of Birgitta transitioned into an extratropical cyclone and dissipated over the Indian Ocean on 24 January. In Mauritius, Birgitta brought heavy rains and gusty winds to Rodrigues from 13 to 15 January. The island experienced a quarter of its average annual rainfall during those 3 days, resulting in widespread floods, especially in coastal areas. The island's airport was closed for nearly 6 days, stranding several Mauritians and tourists. Birgitta affected Mauritius's main island on 17 and the 18th of January, passing just south of the coast. 2 days of continuous heavy rain caused severe floods that damaged buildings and at least three-quarters of the island's crops. A total of 6,800 households lost power after fallen trees damaged power lines, while water supplies to the capital Port Louis were disrupted. 2 people were killed on Mauritius, one in a car crash and the other after a fall from a ladder. After the storm, the government gave payouts to 13,000 affected residents, but the small size of the payments and delays in giving them out led to protests. More demonstrations ensued when families were evicted from evacuation centers. Economic losses in Mauritius were estimated at RS$2 billion, $59 million US dollars. Réunion was impacted by rain and wind mostly on 18 January. The southern part of the island was particularly hard hit by floods and landslides. Several rainfall records set by previous cyclones were broken, particularly at Grand Coude, which experienced 1,862 mm, 73.3 in, of rain in 8 days, including 848 mm, 33.4 in 24 hours. Widespread rain-induced flooding caused extensive damage to road infrastructure and agriculture. 1 person went missing after being swept away by floodwaters. Damage to the power grid left nearly 100,000 customers without electricity, while water supplies were interrupted in several communes. Economic losses in Réunion were estimated at €41 million, $48 million US dollars, including €16.7 million, €19.7 million US dollars, of agricultural damage. The town of Sulaus was especially affected after the only road linking it to the island's ports was blocked repeatedly by landslides, severely disrupting economic activity. After Birgitta passed, the government invested several million euros into reconstruction, financial aid, and improving road infrastructure. However, recovery was interrupted by cyclones Dalmasiel and Fakir in March and April, respectively. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:37 UTC on Sunday, the 21st of November 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Cyclone Birgitta. This podcast is produced by Arbels May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Arbels May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Nicole Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.